5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Polka-Dot!
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and mom
talk what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hey guys, I am your host, Barry, with my other host, Crystal. See, I forget that I call myself the host, but it's like I'm not the only host.
I say we're your host.
We're your host.
You say I'm the host.
I usually.
And here's this other guy.
But lately I have been saying we're, but it just slipped out as I.
That's because you're selfish.
I'm so sorry.
This is the Barry Show with his wife.
But anyway, this is our parenting / marriage podcast that we're happy to bring to you. And we're so grateful that you're listening.
I don't know if we're happy today.
We're happy that we're recording. We always have a good time recording.
That's true.
So, share it with a friend. But let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, the stories...
No, I will talk about our crazy circus while you share all the fun stuff that you gotta do.
Oh, well...
Guilt.
Guilt
upon you.
She says that because, once again, I was out of town... Half the time I was on a business trip, and the other half of the time I was on a pleasure trip. And
pleasure trip.
Well, they
now it sounds creepy.
It's business or pleasure. That's,
okay,
right? That's what they say.
Sure.
A fun trip that with my father-in-law and all my brothers-in-law. So,
yeah, so
man weekend.
So don't say pleasure trip.
That's what it's called, business or pleasure.
And, anyway.
So we went to the Dallas City Comic Con.
Woo!
My wonderful wife let me go and leave her here with the kids. And
in the pit of despair.
She's awesome for letting me do that. But it was like the first time we, as men of... your side of the family have gotten together, do something. So it was kind of fun. It was like, man weekend. And we've
is
never...
it a man weekend when you're doing geeky stuff?
Yeah, it is. Geeky man stuff. So, yeah, it was super fun. And one of my brother-in-laws actually had to bring his youngest boy, who's 3?
Yeah, almost 4.
This
month. Yeah. Next month.
And so we still had kid with us, and we experienced what Comic-Con would be like with a 3-year-old, which ultimately resulted in, stop touching that. Don't go there. Stay here with me where I can see you. Because, you know, there's 30,000+ people there, so there's a lot of people. But it was lots of fun.
They enjoyed it.
We had a fantastic time, but boy... were we tired at the end of the day?
No.
Because
I'm ashamed of you.
We were on our feet pretty much from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. and came home. And then, you know, we're like, in our minds, we're like, yeah, we're going to stay up tonight and play games because we never get to see each other and we're so happy, blah, blah, blah. But we get to the hotel and we lay down and we're just like, turn on the TV. We watch about an hour of TV and then we like, all fell asleep. We were so pooped out. And I could have kept going, but everyone else was falling asleep. So I'm like, I might as well go to sleep.
Right.
That's my defense. And I'm sticking to it.
Meanwhile, I stayed up really late reading a book.
So,
and I finished it.
Good job.
It's not a good job.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just can't go to bed when you're not here.
That's because you're scaredy.
No, pants. It's not because I'm scared. It's like, oh... I could go to bed, but I don't have someone here telling me to, so I'm going to stay up and do stuff.
Oh, so I have to tell you to go to bed? Whatever, because every single night, it's like, honey, we need to go to bed.
I know.
So you need to have someone to tell you to go to bed, to remind you to go to bed, so that we go to bed.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you're not there to do that.
Oh, okay.
Especially that one night. So the last night he was there, he texted me, he was like, well, I guess we're going to bed. And I was like, but it's only 9 o'clock here.
Because I was an hour ahead.
Who am I going to talk to? Because usually when he's on business trips, we just text like crazy.
Well, and on business trips, I stay up until like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Because you're not exercising.
Because I wasn't walking all day long. But yeah, but it was still a fun trip. And we determined that we want to do it again. So.
Leave me.
Whether that means we are going to do it again, who knows. But we want to do it again. So it was fun. Is it a fun thing to do with your kids? I think it'd be a fun thing to do with your kid. But to be warned, when you go to a Comic-Con convention, there will be artist galleries. Sometimes the artists depict scary things or inappropriate things. And Crystal did mention, was there language? But I swear I can't didn't hear a bad word all day.
I didn't
hear any swear words. but yes, there's also, you know, scantily clad women and sometimes scary costumes as well. And so just FYI, those things do come into factor. But it was super fun just to like go around to all the vendors and see stuff and want to buy stuff. And of course, there's famous people there and there's panels and it's lots of fun.
Meanwhile, I'm at home.
Yes.
Not doing fun
things. You let me go, and I'm grateful for that.
I did. It was even my idea.
It was.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You better.
Let it be your idea again.
You owe me so much.
I do.
Like the dishes.
Oh.
That's where you can start.
Okay, I can do that. I think I can handle the dishes.
I was at that point where I was like, where is that smell coming from? And then I had to do
like,
the dishes.
It's like, oh, the dishes. I forget. So basically you're saying you can't function as a human being without me.
Well, it's not just that you're...
That's sweet, honey.
No, it's not just that you're gone, but it's summer. So now I have kids everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
So it's not like I can say, hey, go play one child while I do the dishes. It's like 4 kids. Go do this. Go do that. Someone take care of this kid while I do the dishes. So I'd rather just not do the dishes. But it did get to that point where it really was like, what is that smell?
Well, I can do the
dishes. Judge me. I know you've done it, people out there.
You've all done it.
The mystery smell.
That's right. Well, tell us about your crazy week, because obviously you have the stories with the children.
Right.
I do not.
Most of these are about Jackson.
Okay. Well, he's at that stage where every awful thing that happens is with the 2-year-old.
It's true. The very first thing on my notes is Jackson is driving me crazy. Because he is. I mentioned last week how he's like obsessed with changing his clothes. But now he only will wear his brother's clothes and his shorts. And he changes them all the time. And
changes his diaper all the time.
We've joked about this before, but I am broken. He's broken me. I have no... What's the word? Like, what's that word?
Gumption
with him? Like, the first day,
No will. You don't have a will.
I used to fight it, and everyone always says, I can't believe you let him change his clothes. I'm like, you try to argue with him. It's not fun. Like, because seriously, I'll be like, you need to change your shirt. And immediately he's like, no! And, like, points at it and explains why he has to be wearing it right now. And I'm like, whatever. Just go wear your shirt. And so the same thing is with his diaper, like Barry mentioned, is that the second he pees in it, he comes running to me. He's like, my diaper.
Which is the perfect time, you would say, oh, that means he's ready to potty train. We've tried that, except he's scared of the toilet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because
he won't sit on it.
Okay, we haven't like really tried potty train, but why would we when we take him into the bathroom and he'll say bathroom, bathroom, and so we'll take him in and take off his diaper and he's all smiling and like, yeah, let's do this. But as soon as you lift him up on the potty, he's like, no! And like, I don't know what it is. Like, he thinks we're gonna stuff him in the hole or something, but
maybe, I can't remember what movie it was, but like the child literally visualized the toilet as a monster.
Oh, yeah, what is that? That sounds familiar.
I can't remember, but maybe that's what it is. He thinks the toilet is going to eat him.
Well, dang it. It's so annoying. So
maybe we should get him some targets to pee at or something.
There's one day where he changed his diaper 4 times within like 15 minutes. And they were wet every time, but I was like, can't you just sit in it?
You used to have like soggy diapers.
I miss those days when you couldn't talk. Or move.
Or cared about a poopy, more wet diaper.
So that's really what it is.
So you're saying what we would need to do is like be gung-ho and potty train him.
No.
And when I say we, I mean you.
I don't know what to do. What I'm saying is let's just gain 15 pounds by eating chocolate in stress. That's really what I want to do.
Okay.
That will solve all of our problems.
Yes. Except add new ones.
Well, and then so half the time, Jack comes to us not wearing anything. And he'll be like, I was wet. And then he'll bring you a diaper. I guess I just assumed that he's used to me saying, throw your diaper away, and that's what he was doing. But the other day, I went to help organize their closet. They have a little walk-in closet. And I walked in there, and I was like, what is that smell?
Smells like death.
It's like the theme of this episode. What's that smell?
What's that smell? That may be the title of our episode.
And I go in there, and I was like, what the? And I look down, and there is an old, like, you know, where the pee gets rancid and the smell is horrible. And I found that. And then I found three rancid pee diapers.
Awesome.
Tucked under clothes and under books in the closet.
The books weren't ruined?
No, they weren't. The carpet's nasty.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I was just in there because by that point, this was your first business trip when I cleaned out the closet. And I was like, told the kids to go outside. I was going to organize the books that they all dumped out. Because if they put them back, they put them back like a kid would and just jam them in there and break the bindings. And so that's really why I was in there. And I seriously was like, diapers! I hate this so much! So, good times. I love this transition stage where they're ready to potty train, but the toilet monster's going to eat them.
That's right.
Other thing was we went to the pool.
Yay.
Happiness. That's not sarcasm.
Was it? That sure sounded like sarcasm.
No, they actually all had fun this time. Except our oldest can go, now that he's 8, they have a rule at our pool where once you're 8, you don't have to stay by your mom anymore.
Yeah.
But when we go all together, it's fun because we tag team. Like, you can play with the older kids, I'll stay with the littles, or vice versa. And so I have to stay by Jackson, who at first was afraid of the water, and Grayson just runs up to me, goes, tag, you're it! And just waits for me to, like, go frolic off into the sunshine with him and play tag. And I was like, Grayson!
Be like, I can't do that. I have to stay with the 2-year-old.
So then I have mom guilt. I always have mom guilt. But anyway.
It's okay. All parents have dad and mom guilt.
I don't think dads have dad guilt. You could be totally fine planting in front of the TV for the entire day and not feel bad about it.
They're having fun.
Anyway, so the only thing bad about the pool was there's this little, like, teeny tiny pirate ship that has a little teeny tiny slide in the baby section. So it's like a 3-foot slide. And I'm sitting there with Jack, and I am a rule stickler with, like, at play places or at parks, don't climb up the slide.
Yeah, we are anti-climbing slide climbers.
Yeah, and then so I'm standing at him, vigilantly watching him, and every time he tried to climb up the slide, I would stop him and say, we don't climb up the slide. And then I'd kind of, you know, direct him to go around the slide. But at one point, I was checking around the pool to make sure, like, there's that kid.
Doing the kid head count.
There they all are. And then all of a sudden, I look and I see Jackson climbing up the slide, and this other mom's baby is trying to copy him and climb up the slide, and she stops her baby and goes, we don't climb up the slide. And I was like, are you kidding me? You didn't see me for like 15 minutes saying, don't climb up the slide. And the 1 minute I miss it, I'm being judged.
Or maybe she was just, like, telling him.
No, it was totally directed,
like,
at me.
We
don't climb up the slide. Like, uh-huh. Look at that, Mom. You fail.
I think you're just being hard on yourself.
No. But you know what? I think if our roles were reversed, I probably would have done the same thing. But because it was directed at me, I was a little
offended. So you're saying it's a mom thing?
Probably. Well, I don't know. I just felt bad.
Well, stop it.
Because, don't you know, like, I've done that with kids that are pushing other kids at the park, and I would say, like, no, we don't push. But I don't say that, like, in front of the parents.
Be like,
our kids don't push.
Like, and, like, glancing over your shoulder at the parent. Really be like, oh, by the way, we don't push.
I'm like, you bad parent. It really was directed at me. And you weren't there, so you don't understand what I go through. Anyway.
Because these things don't ever happen when I'm around.
So then I had more mom guilt.
See, I'm always waiting for that moment when things like that happen, but they don't happen.
I know. I'm like, why couldn't anyone notice me being the good mom that doesn't let her kid go up the slide?
I'm sure someone
I'm just
did.
Saying.
But no one ever compliments you on, oh, I appreciate you not letting your child climb up the slide.
You know what? I'm going to start doing that.
It's always people be like, we don't climb up the slide.
I should start doing that. Be like, you know what? You just had a really good parenting moment right there. I just wanted you to know, stranger, that I noticed
that. We should just carry gold stars around like we do, say, at the end of our show. Be like,
should.
Just go up to them and be like, put it on them. You deserve a gold star.
I saw
for being an awesome parent.
Seriously, we need more of that in the world.
I'm going to buy you some gold star stickers.
Oh, it really, I mean, obviously, it kind of irked me a little. A lot, a little. A lot?
A lot? Little, little?
What
else you got? What else you got?
The other day, I saw in a Facebook post that they were cleaning up the Cub Scout campgrounds to get ready for Cub Scout camp.
Which, Grayson is a Cub Scout, so.
And I thought, yes, this is a moment where I can get my kids to serve this summer.
We could show our kids the meaning of service.
Yeah, and so we get there, and I'm like, okay, guys, what I think we're going to do is walk around and pick up garbage, and I'm just thinking, this is going to be such a great educational experience. And as soon as we get there, my kids are like, off into the, you know,
go,
look.
Go play in
look,
the,
a lizard.
The fields, yeah.
Yeah, and so I went in, and
you didn't pick up trash.
I clean toilets.
You clean toilets.
I go in and they're like, I was like, so what can I do? And they said, oh, well, you can clean the bathroom. And I was like, okay. So I cleaned the bathrooms, which were inside.
Yeah.
And then I finished and I was like, okay, now what can I do? And they said, well, you can clean the outside bathrooms. And so this guy goes
the
on
the outside
bathroom. Because they're still connected to the building, but they're on the outside. Like,
oh, okay.
The door is on the outside
gotcha.
Of the building.
Yeah, okay.
So this guy goes and unlocks the bathrooms and he comes back in. He's like, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then someone else was like, maybe you should just go borrow someone's leaf blower and just blow out all that dirt and spider webs. And someone else was like, good thing you're wearing a hat because there's a lot of spiders. And I was like, you guys don't understand. I'm afraid of spiders. Like, so bad.
Did you say that?
I did. Oh, I was okay. Like, you guys are killing me. I'm afraid of spiders. I totally look like the biggest baby. And I go in there, and sure enough, as soon as I walk in the door, there's this giant black widow. Like, the biggest black widow I've ever seen. And I'm like, ah! And I start spraying it with bleach, and ugh. And it was, like, every few seconds I felt something crawling on me. I was like, ah! You know, wipe it off my body, and like, it's on me!
Thoughts crawlies, huh?
Yes! But I was proud of myself. I cleaned those bathrooms.
Good job, babe.
And then I go back inside, and I was like, okay, now what can I do? And they're like, well, we have to get this stuff way up high on this rickety ladder to put up in the storage
and you're
thing.
Like, nope. That's where I draw the line.
I was like, come on, guys. You don't understand. I'm afraid of spiders and I'm afraid of heights. And I draw the line. I'm so sorry. I said that. I'm like, I can't. I'm really sorry. I don't like ladders at all. And
it's
so,
true. She doesn't.
So I earned my gold star for cleaning those spider bathrooms.
That's
but
right.
I draw the line at ladders. But, yeah, so our kids' service was they caught a horny toad and a praying mantis.
Ooh.
They pet a little baby snake. Not a rattlesnake. Just a little, I can't remember, like a hognose something.
But isn't that the poisonous ones that eat rattlesnakes?
Hognose?
Yeah.
I don't know. The guy that was holding it said, look, a hognose.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of a different snake. Maybe it's like a bull snake.
Mm.
Bull snakes, those are the ones that eat rattlers.
Yeah, so that was the service that my kids gave. Although Jay did help me clean the bathroom. And Jackson watched YouTube videos.
Good job, Jackson.
It was great. But, yeah. That's all I got there.
Okay.
That was fun.
Is that it? You're done?
It was fun. It was fun for me because I cleaned with other adults. So that was the first human interaction I've had that was not children.
Yeah.
And so while my kids are off playing, I was like, I could clean bathrooms all day if I can talk to people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was here at least half the day to help out, and I helped you take the kids to the dentist.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And our kids haven't been to the dentist for a while. So we took all four of our kids. Jackson didn't need to go in because he's still little. But we were going to have all our kids get their teeth cleaned and, you know, checked up and everything like that. But apparently, Jay and Grayson had their teeth cleaned at the school. They had the special dentists come to the school or something like that. So Jay didn't need to do anything, but we still needed to check Grayson because he's had a tooth that's been bothering him. So
for a long time, because this horrible mom keeps forgetting to call the dentist.
So the kids are about to go back. So Grayson and Lacey, and the nurse is just like, we need at least one parent to go, and we left the kids the option to pick, and they picked Daddy to go back with them. So I went back with them. And, you know, Lacey got her teeth cleaned, and she actually did really well. You know, it's just a cleaning, so no shots or anything, but she did really well dental hygienist had to make the comment. She's like, I'm impressed because usually little four-year-olds don't hold still and listen and open and close their mouth when they're supposed to. So she was impressed. I was like, yeah. I was like, go Lacey.
So you get the compliments and I get the judgment.
And then, Grayson, we found that he had a huge cavity in the tooth that was bothering him.
It wasn't a cavity. It was the hole where the filling fell out.
Well, that's a cavity.
Well, they drilled out the cavity. They don't just cover up a cavity.
No, they said it was a cavity.
Oh, well, make me feel worse.
They said, they pointed out to me and said, see this large cavity?
That your wife created?
And they said, the doctor's recommendation is, like, he's going to be turning 9 soon, so his molars are going to be falling out anyway for his, you know, permanent molars to come in. And so they're like, my recommendation would just be to pull the tooth and then let his permanent tooth just grow in. I'm like, sure, let's do it. And I was really, really, really worried because Grayson is known to be a little wussy when it comes to shots and stuff like that. So we go over and they start giving him some gas. And he's like, what's this? And I'm like, gas. I'm like, should we share that story later? Okay. But I'm like, the gas will help calm you down and make you feel relaxed. And then they came and they put like numbing gel on his gums and then proceeded to give him shots. And they had to give him like 6 or 7, you know, different spots, and he didn't even flinch. Like I could tell he could feel it a little bit, but he didn't whine, he didn't flinch, and I was totally blown away and like surprised. And
yeah, if he knew our kid, this is a big deal.
Very happy. And then they get in there, and she gets in there with like a screwdriver looking tool and loosens the tooth, and Grayson's like, oh, I can kind of feel it still. So she gave him a few more shots, and then she's like, okay, we're going to do it. And gets in there with, you know, their plier looking tools, grabs its tooth and just starts yanking it out and wiggling it out. And Grayson did whine a little bit then. Cause, you know, you could feel the,
who wouldn't?
You could feel the pressure still. And he's like, and she's like, I know, it's going to be gone. And it was like, right when she said that, it's like, you know, she popped it out.
Do they really just yank it out with pliers?
Well, they don't look like regular tool pliers, but
I don't know what they do.
But essentially it's just a clamp that they grab the tooth and they hold it like pliers and just wiggle and pull it out.
Making me feel awful.
But, you know, he couldn't really feel the pain, but, you know, it was a deep, deep rooted tooth, and they pulled it out, and then as a reward, we took the kids to get ice cream just after they got their teeth cleaned.
Just after our last thing about rewarding your
kids.
But
you know what? Yeah, I know, right? But you know what? It was the doctor's recommendation. The doctor's like, go take him to get ice cream.
Well, what's funny is you had told Grayson only that he could have ice cream for lunch. But then Lacey gets in the car and she's like, Daddy said we're all having ice cream for lunch.
I was just like, oh.
Okay.
So we did. We just took him to Wendy's and they all got a Frosty and we're back. Sorry, that's a weird sound transition there, but
it's really bad.
But we had to pause the show because one of our kids was knocking on the door. They're like, "Mommy, Daddy," and they usually know the rules. Don't knock on the door when we're podcasting. But you know, so they usually don't. So we figured they kept doing it. So we opened the door to find our little 2-year-old with a bloody nose
and no understanding as
and
to what
and
happened.
No one knows why.
I'm gonna chalk it up to nose picking.
Nose picking. He probably was watching his older brother pick his nose.
Oh. Okay. So, I think we've talked our week into the ground.
Let's go to the next part of our show, which is where we talk about an article that we found or a topic that we're interested in, and
we still need a slogan for this.
It's time for the stories of the week, but we did that already because we did stories of the week,
no,
and
this is our random article.
Yeah!
It's random.
Random. Anyway, so Crystal found this article through various means of Facebook. But it's from the website creativechild.com, and the article is titled, "Punishing Children for Being Human." So, yeah, let's talk about it. Go for
it. It's saying do it.
It's saying to punish
your
children.
Punish your human children.
Oh, no. So the author wrote this article to talk because she wrote a book called The Newbie's Guide to Positive Parenting, and there's a quote from a snippet from the book that has turned into a very big quote, she said, and there's been positive and negative feedback, but to address the negative feedback, she's like, well, you got to take it in context, you know, what goes before and after this quote. So the quote is this: "So often, children are punished for being human. They are not allowed to have grumpy moods, bad days, disrespectful tones, or bad attitudes. Yet, we adults have them all the time. None of us are perfect, but we must stop holding our children to a higher standard of perfection that we can attain ourselves."
Right.
So, basically, it's talking about what we got out of it, obviously, is that it's saying that kids are, you know, they're going to have moments of where they're not pleasant people to be around. But we understand that we as mom and dad we're not pleasant to be around all the time either.
Right.
But we seem to want to punish our kids immediately when they do something like
or
that.
Or maybe not punish, but correct the behavior that we think is wrong.
Yes.
Like, for instance, what I thought of is, like, when my kid, Grayson, can get really frustrated at his younger siblings, and he'll be like, "Guys, just stop doing that!"
Like,
and then I'll turn around.
In this tone.
Yeah, and I'll turn around and be like, "Grayson, don't use that tone with your siblings!" Like, that kind of thing.
And, like, immediately you're like, "Dang it!" Wow. That was the same exact tone.
But that is exactly what they're saying, is we punish our kids for doing the exact same things that we do, but we don't punish ourselves for it.
Exactly.
Or if you're frustrated and slam a door, like, as an adult, you just need to slam that door. But if your kid slams that door, uh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, we're not allowing our kids to be human. Like, sometimes they yell, or sometimes they make mistakes. We need to understand that they make mistakes. So the bad feedback that the author received from this was like, oh, so we should just let our kids just do whatever they want and not correct them? And she's like, no. If you actually read the book, the next paragraph after that talks about how, you know, we shouldn't get so upset at our children for having a bad day or saying something bad. But we also still need to correct them and let them know that that is not good behavior. But we also need to hold ourselves up to the same thing. So it says, another quote from the article says, "Hold them to a high standard, but please hold yourself to one too."
Hate so, this improve yourself kind of garbage.
I know, like, you know, positive parenting.
Can't we improve our kids and not ourselves?
But something that we read in the article, and it, for me, I can't speak for my wife, but for me, it hit home and I'm like, wow, I need to improve myself. So this part of it saying, "We aren't robots. Sometimes life is just plain hard. As we say at the end of the show, sometimes parenting is hard. And we need a break, not a lecture. We need a hug, not a scornful look. We know we did wrong, but we have a hard time. We just need grace. That's the same goes for our children. Here's a good...
Wait, let's hold off on the exercise.
Oh, okay.
Because what I was thinking of is, we've talked about this. Sometimes there are some things our kids say that drive us crazy.
Well, and it's, and to go off of that is like, I usually am a really mellow, like hard to anger or get frustrated type of person, like in the, at work and with adults and stuff like that. My kids do something, and, like, immediately there's, like, this switch in my brain that's like, you will not do that!
Well, and I was thinking today, like, at church, my two older kids were doing a word search. And I helped my younger one do hers, so she finished, and all of a sudden I look over and I see my oldest pouting. And I was like, why are you pouting? And he's like, it's not fair. I always am the last one to finish. And to me... as an adult, that's a validating feeling. Not validating, but that is a valid feeling that you feel like other people are better than you,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling that we all feel sometimes. But to me, I was like, ugh, Grayson, you're fine. Like, I helped her get over it. It's not a competition. When what I should have given was a little compassion. I mean, he still needs to know that you can't always be first, but I should have put my arm around him and said, well, I don't know. You know what?
Suck it up.
No. Like, I understand how you're feeling. That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
I understand your feelings. Try better next time. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
But my first reaction is always like, ugh, just get over it. You know, it's not a big deal. But it is to them, just like it would be to us.
Yeah.
Or the other one that I thought of, which I've mentioned on the show before, was... I have a bad habit, not necessarily an emotion, but with my kids, I always say, like, turn off the TV right now. It's dinner time. Or we got to go turn off the TV. But anytime, almost 99% of the time, if my kids say, Mom, can you come here? I'm like, give me a minute.
Yeah.
And, like, why do I get all the minutes in the world?
Why do we get the minutes we want, but...
But when we want them to turn it off, they have to do it.
Turn it off immediately.
That's something I've actually been trying to work on is in five minutes,
you
have to turn off the TV. So, like, finish your game.
So give them a warning and then do it. Instead
but it is so hard to overcome that. Like, those feelings, even when we know that we do the exact same thing as an adult, it's so hard not to want to correct it in our kids.
Well, it's kind of like, as adults, I'm sure part of our mentality is that we feel entitled to do what we want because we're adults and we've gone through childhood, but the children need to listen and obey type of thing. But
we know better, so whatever.
It's true that our children should listen and should obey the rules and everything like that, but we do need to have that type of mentality, but we also need to mix it and have a good balance of the compassion part of it, where we understand that our kids are just going to be cranky sometimes, and if they snap or do something that they usually don't do or shouldn't do because they're in a bad mood and cranky, then we should first be like, okay, my kid is cranky.
Because
they're tired or something like that.
They're hungry.
Let's take that into consideration before I snap at them and do that. So, but like Crystal said, it's hard. But there's an exercise in the article that talks about, it says, let's do an exercise. Woo! Listen to yourself and the other adults in the home and notice whether anything you say or do would land you in trouble if you were a child. And the first one is, do you ignore your toddler? Did you ignore your toddler while he was talking to you?
Probably.
Probably.
Next one is, did you yell at someone?
Probably. Have you spoken with a tone of disrespect?
No.
Maybe.
Has your partner? We both looked at each other.
Probably, yeah. Did you slam a door, roll your eyes, or huff at another request?
I'm bad at huffing. Like, ugh. I shouldn't. You know what the one is? Is after I've hugged my kids a million times And then they call out to me, Mom, at bedtime. And I go in there, can I just have another hug? I'm like, ugh. I always do that.
But yeah, we're like huffing because our kids want to hug us.
But as an adult, you don't see me saying, Perry, can I just have another hug?
Ugh.
While you're trying to go to bed. So that one's justifiable.
So it's good to think of it like, did I do this, but then get mad at my child for doing the exact same thing? So it goes back to other episodes and topics that we talked about leading by example and parenting by example.
It's so hard.
It is hard. But we need to do it, and we shouldn't hold our kids up to a higher standard than we have for ourselves.
Right. They said, if you act that way, you have your reasons. Of course, you're stressed at work, you're sleep deprived, you're sick or achy or hormonal. But we are good people who are trying hard and who occasionally mess up. We tend to look at the reasons behind our own behavior and give ourselves a little grace for making mistakes. But when our kids do it, we don't look at the reasons behind it. We see them as bratty or naughty, and we skip straight to correction.
Yeah, so, and it's interesting because we've also talked previously in the past about how sometimes we expect our children to act or know better than they do. Like, mm-hmm. they should know better. And that's a phrase you should use very lightly because you should know better, but most of the time, they probably don't because they're still learning, they're kids.
Right.
And so we're like, you should know better. And I feel I am totally guilty of using that phrase.
I usually say, use your brain, which isn't much better.
Yeah, but it's just like, okay, our kids are learning, they're growing, they don't have the, you know, life experiences that we have, but yet we expect them to act the same way that we do. And it's hard, but I'm guilty of expecting that, and I need to be better.
So basically, we're challenging you to be better yourself.
Yes.
And to give your kids a little love and compassion. Maybe not love. Well, give them love, but I mean, obviously give them love. But give them a little grace, a little compassion.
Give them a little bit more love. How about that?
And when they start to irk you, just swallow it and count to 10.
Well, like we tell kids, think before you say something or think before you act. And we should do that as parents too.
Right.
Think about how our kids are acting, why they're acting like that, and then say something.
So, good luck.
Yeah.
So, easier said than done.
Definitely. But thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on all our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And also, you can email us all your questions and anything you'd like to tell us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe,
review
our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.